The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
Well, it's actually the Joe and Anthony Show, but you all know that already. We hope.
We hope, and maybe we should. Maybe I'll edit it, and Betty, or maybe I'll have Betty edit it. I'll make Betty do something with it, and she can go edit it and say something with it. And then maybe I can get her having it done before the next show. We'll see what happens.
I'm going to cue her instead.
Yeah, go ahead and cue some robotic device.
Woo woo, boo wee. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. This is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicagoland.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with the bitch pin on the CPU enabled. This is episode 138 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Animal Troubles for Monday, June 25th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks, Betty.
Isn't that awesome? She's
you got it, Anthony.
That's a lovely
you
job.
Got it, Joe.
See, she's so efficient.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Where did Roger come in on all this?
I don't know. He's always got to stick his butt in somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. He likes to try to be the center of attention as well at times.
Yep.
So, yeah. How was your day today, Joe?
Oh,
I beat you to it.
Well, I stubbed my toe something serious on Sunday, and so it was in. It's kind of bruised up a little bit.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
And I'm walking at a slower speed than I normally walk. So I don't know. Maybe I sprained it. Broke. I don't think I broke it. I don't know. Maybe I did. Who knows? But it's a toe.
How does it look?
It looks.
Is it like black and blue? Is it crooked? Is it, you know?
It's just got bands of broken blood vessel. But it's not like completely black and blue. Let me look at it now.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess just give it some time and see what happens.
Well, I've got to go back to work on Wednesday. So,
you can wrap it.
I'm just gonna take it easy.
Get one of those toe splints, a toe splint from Walgreens or CVS.
Yeah, but will that fit in with my shoes?
No, but if you wear it most of the day tomorrow, it should help you. And you can try to see if it will fit in your shoe. You don't get like a huge one, get like a smaller one. But you might be able to pack it on Wednesday with like cotton or something when you go to work. But if you keep it in the splint tomorrow, it kind of will help it heal and stuff. You'd have to stay around the house, but...
Well, I do plan on staying around the house. And I may just keep my foot elevated. You know, maybe put some ice on it.
Keep yourself elevated.
And then... Yeah! So, how was your day?
It was, you know what? It was a normal Monday. It wasn't a good Monday, and it wasn't a bad Monday. How does that sound? It, yeah, no, it wasn't like one of Betty's manic Mondays where she's all kinds of crazy. No, it went pretty well. I felt productive at work today, which is always a good thing because I'm running under a lot of deadlines.
Productive.
Yeah, or at least a good way of getting started with the week. But I did get a lot accomplished, so I'm kind of ready to hit the rest of the week with the ground running. So we'll see how long that lasts. I have a server on a rack that's starting to blink an orange indicator on its heartbeat. Indicator. Ooh. and the fans are running in high gear.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, it's the room itself is fine. The ambient temperature is fine in the room, and the power supplies are both functional and plugged in. So I'm assuming something's going on with it. They're gonna bounce the server later tonight, and I'll see in the morning if it's still angry. And if it's still angry, I'll be like, dude, you gotta log into this thing and see why.
Do they put rubber feet on it so it can bounce?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, that was my day. So my day wasn't terribly bad, but it wasn't okay. You know, terribly exciting. It was just a day. A day.
It was just a day.
Yep.
So what you got for us in your interesting weed corner over
my
here?
My weed corner.
Makes me want to go up north.
Oh, goodness, eh? Right? I know. Tell me about it. So let's see what we've got going on here. So we have Canada. Canada's our first...
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. I should have thought about having the Canadian anthem theme song recording for this, but I didn't. I really didn't, and it's kind of my own fault, but we won't go there, and we will just move on in life. So this one comes from Leafly. Recreational cannabis will be legal in Canada as of October 17th, 2018.
Woo!
Exactly. The government delayed the timetable for lifting the ban at the request of larger provinces, including Quebec, which asked for some more time to make the transition to a legal regime for the regulation of production, distribution, and consumption. Last Tuesday, the Senate approved Bill C-45 after 7 months of intensive study and debate. Senators also dropped their insistence on amendments to the bill, most notably one of an amendment that would have authorized provincial and territorial governments to prohibit the home cultivation of marijuana plants if they choose. Many unanswered questions still remain about how everything's going to be implemented. Are they going to sell weed at they should sell weed at the beer store, or, you know, personally, in my opinion, they should open up the weed store. You have the beer store. You have the beer store. You have the beer store in Canada, and you have the wine store in Canada. You should have the weed store. If you're listening, Canadians, get on that. The weed store. That's a great place. Your great governmental distribution center. The Canadian government hopes to have all of these unanswered questions sorted out soon. I think they're just going to kind of follow the whole alcohol regulation type of system, which would make sense.
Right. But meanwhile,
here in the States, we were all excited because President Trump was all about being behind a congressional amendment that would, or a bill that would pretty much pass the enforcement of marijuana laws to the states. Yeah, we were all excited about that. Well, this comes from High Times. The strengthening the 10th Amendment through entrusting states, quote, States Act, would have released federal attention on marijuana and would put it in the control of the states. So clearly, you know, there's still that issue, especially when it comes to banking and other transactions involving cannabis. A lot of stores cannot do that because of, you know, they're impeding or interfering with federal laws. So Congressional leaders have failed to pack the state's act. Senate Minority Leader Schumer said that he supports the decriminalization of marijuana, but has not endorsed the state's act. The State Judiciary Committee has no plans to entertain cannabis legalization bills, which is a required step in the process. And it looks like it's going to be a long time before we see any movement on this type of amendment. So basically, we're pretty much going to have a lot of what we've been having. Pretty much. So, and that's it for...
That's unfortunate.
My weed corner. Yeah, it is so, very unfortunate.
This week in Joe's TP corner, we kind of take a backward spin on our look at social media.
Okay, because I am seeing a very strange section of the script that is all stricken out, and I'm trying to wonder if I should sit and brace for a reenactment of Network or what. So why don't you go ahead? I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Why don't you go ahead and get started on that?
Well, we've got two hashtags that we want to talk about tonight. Because remember, this is kind of an homage back to the old Two for Mondays. Ooh, I just farted and it felt good. But Two for Mondays was a thing where we kind of picked... Ooh! Ooh! Ooh!
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
There appears to be some issues going on in the Chicago studio. We've lost video feed. I don't know if we have any other...
Hello?
Are you back?
Hello? Wow, hello. My fart knocked out communications. That's amazing.
Wow, so tell us what happened. We went into breaking news on this.
Well,
because this is clearly breaking news.
Everything felt great and wonderful. I released what I needed to release. It made it sound. But then, all of a sudden, the chemical composition of the chair in the air changed like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And it made me want to puke. But anyways, then all of a sudden, the internet connection died. So it was just like this crazy coincidental situation.
Wow. That's pretty severe. That's ooh, a pretty severe situation there. You gonna make it? All right.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So then he took the cucumber, and then he put it right between... Hey, we're back, and I think we lost Joe again. Joe, have you lost us? Yeah. As I suspected, we were going and plunging into an episode of Network. There you are. You are back with us. Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hello. What happened? Did we fart again?
Let's just go right on with Barbecue Becky and Permit Patty. If you don't know who they are, look them up on the internet. It's hashtag BBQ Becky and hashtag Permit Patty.
Really?
These are two white women who called the cops on black people for either barbecuing in a park or the Permit Patty lady. She called on an 8-year-old girl for selling water in front of her apartment, like bottled water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So these two hashtags, though, have become trending for these two particular people. And they, if you click on them, you'll see all of these crazy just memes. And,
wow.
And
yeah, I'm looking.
Just,
I'm
like
looking
a new
at
language for me.
I'm looking at Barbecue Becky right now. I'm looking at these. Oh, my goodness. And of course, the memes and the parodies, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Barbecue Becky?
Permit
what was
Patty.
It? Oh, Permit Patty. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you said Chicken Salad Cindy.
Chicken Salad
chicken
Woman.
Chicken Salad
well,
Cindy.
She looks like... She looks a little chicken salad-y, but hey, I'm
I saw a clip of her on the news this morning.
Oh, yeah. She's
someone mocking her. Someone posted her on the news or something. Yeah.
Well, with that face, she just created the meme with the face.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's just like, people, you've got to be careful about how you express yourself. You know, come to the Cheyampa Studios. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Express yourself here because nobody really listens on the live part that much.
No.
But if it's a recast, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But yeah, you know, you just come on and just
pick up that phone and give us a call.
Pick up that phone and be civil and be friendly. That's all we ask. So. We're kind of finished with hostile callers for the next few moments.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with that too.
Yeah,
I don't want to deal with hostile callers. So, Ezel wasn't feeling very good. No, Ezel. To our concerned listeners, Ezel apparently got bit by something outside. Yes, and he actually was sick for a while. I kind of found out about this not too long ago. He apparently is doing fine. He is recovering, but he doesn't know what it was, but it's something the doctor believes it was something transmitted by a insect like a mosquito or something.
You know, and these are the perils of being in the outdoors where, you know, you want to be outside and you want to feel that nice breeze and you want to be in the nature, but
I lock myself inside.
Me too.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Let's take the call. Hold on. Let me find. Where's the damn button? All right, caller, you're on the air. Oh, I think that sounds like Ezel. Hey. Oh, boy, don't overdo it.
Hey, Ezel.
Man, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing? Good. I was just filling in our listeners on what was going on with you.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I got bit by some bug or some shit. And they put me in the hospital for 6 days,
wow.
man. Oh, wow. They stuck me with needles and shit like that. Man, I'm telling you, it was brutal, man. It was brutal.
Wow.
But anyway, so, hey, Joe, what's going on?
Yeah. What's up?
Joe, you got a broken toe?
I don't know if it's broken or not. It might be.
Well, my better half did the same thing Sunday.
Really?
Hit a threshold and two toes broken like that. Man, it was like karma. It was like karma, man. What's going on with that?
Wow.
Oh, man. Anyway, I want to tell you guys, I was going to call you, but you know, I laid up for a while at hospital.
Oh,
man, I hate that place. So anyway, but I'm better now. But I wanted to tell you, you know, I got this thing about from Facebook. I don't know if you guys heard this. They want you to send nude photographs of yourself. Did you hear about that?
What?
Yeah,
Facebook. I don't think that's Facebook.
Oh, no, man. I'm telling you, man. It was on the news. Man, it was on the news. How could you not believe the news, man? I'm telling you.
Wow. I'll have to look for that.
Now, listen to the reason. Now, it does make some sense, okay?
Okay.
They said because that jilted lovers, okay? Jilted lovers tend to post naked pictures of their better half before they broke up, okay? They got that thing going. So what Facebook wants to do is collect all these naked pictures, okay? So they can see if this is like a torrid love affair or some shit, you know what I mean? And then they won't post the picture or something. I don't know. But it was on there. Maybe it was some bullshit scam or not. Hey, I want you guys to check into that for me next week, okay?
Yeah.
Put that in the show notes, Joe.
You know what? Your guys should be investigative reporters, man. You're pretty two sharp guys, man. I'm telling you.
I'm investigating?
That's why we're not investigators.
Oh, I got you. Okay. But anyway, you got to investigate that and see what's going on with that for me, okay?
Naked Facebook photos.
Right, naked.
There we go.
This is what I did. I sent him about 12 pictures of the clay people naked.
Oh, that's lovely. Perfect. That's lovely. Absolutely
and
lovely.
Man, they sent me a memo back that I, man, you crazy, man. You crazy as hell. You sent it to clay people, man. So anyway, I just want to give you guys a call to say it ain't dead yet, man. I'm still here.
That's great. We're glad to hear that, Ezel.
We're very glad to hear that.
And them malaria, the mosquitoes, and them ticks with that bullshit. Lyme disease, whatever they care. You know what? They ain't gonna get Ezel, man. I'm too tough for that shit, man. You know what? I'll just kick them in their ass and I come back, you know? So, anyway, so me and the clay people are having a party tonight, you know, because I'm still here, man. I ain't going
there. Yeah, well, that's great to hear, Ezel.
That is all super right. Great to hear.
Hey, you want me to spin the wheel or something? Or
yeah, you know what? Why don't we go ahead and do that? Why don't you go ahead and give the wheel a good spin there?
Let me give it a spin there, because I got my strength back. Ready to spin that wheel.
Okay. Why don't you,
here we go.
All right.
One, two, three. Spin the wheel.
There you go. Oh, well, there
you
go.
Boys, I'll see you later, man.
Take it easy, Ezel.
Right,
that was quite a spin.
Hey, take it or something, man. All right, just see you later.
That was quite the Ezel spin. There we go. Okay. Let me find the story here.
Oh, yes. I saw this.
Yeah, let me... Okay, so sometimes you just can't think stupid. The Huffington Post tells us why. A South Kakalaki man barred from possessing firearms because of his criminal record was arrested over the weekend and charged with, you guessed it, weapons possession.
Weapons possession.
After 24-year-old Michael slammed a Toyota Camry into a power pole on Saturday night, firefighters saw him toss a handgun into the grass, according to Greenville police. Authorities charged Michael with driving under a suspended license, driving too fast for conditions, and unlawful carrying of a firearm, according to WYFF. Ooh, WIFF TV. WIFF TV. I love those call signs.
Like wink.
Wink, like wink.
Wink and
wink
whiff.
TV. Wink and whiff. The handgun police accused Michael of carrying was a fully loaded Smith & Wesson 38 caliber. Michael is prohibited from owning a gun because of a rap sheet that includes multiple narcotics convictions. Michael isn't shy about his fondness for guns. He has a tattoo of a handgun prominently displayed on his forehead.
Yeah.
Greenville police made a subtle reference to Michael's display of ink in a Facebook post, noting that the real weapon was placed in property and evidence. So that's the random wheel of the night. And I think it's time to move into something, isn't it, Joe? Oh, no, we have to keep
Roger
first.
Listen to these
first,
shows and more that we recast on Chiampa Radio from the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero.
Which worked.
Be sure to visit chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, Joe.
Wow.
Well, anyways, thanks, Roger. It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you have a hot tip for the Chiampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Unless you're listening live. It's not currently mostly cloudy at 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point is 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is 56%. Winds are out of the east at 17 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is XX miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 64. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Tuesday night, showers and fingers up your nose with thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., low around 67. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for episode 103 of Heftone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
Oh my goodness.
Central this Wednesday, June 27th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for our schedule. And hey, come chat with us, too.
You know,
and that's your Chicago weather, folks, and now for the news.
You know what was funny? Although your bitrate is, it was really tanking for a while, and you sneezed, and then it actually got better. It was kind of amusing. Go figure.
Oh, my God, I got snots coming everywhere, folks. Oof. So, we're starting off tonight with a man, a waitress, and, a plan.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
From Tribune Media Wire, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Authorities say an Arkansas thief tried to pay for a meal using a credit card that, well, had been stolen from the waitress herself days
earlier.
That's
no good. Wait.
Right?
From the waitress herself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's kind of strange.
So let's read into how.
Yes.
Police spokesman said in a news release that officers arrested 21-year-old Shaman on Tuesday at Shannon's restaurant in Pine Bluff. He said that, having no desire to pay for the fellow's meal, waitress Flora called to report that the man had tried to pay for his meal with her stolen credit card. So, the police spokesman said officers found other items on West that had been in the purse when it was stolen from her Sunday at a nearby gas station.
Interesting.
While she was inside. But see, that's the thing. She left her purse in the car.
Yeah, you should.
You know, but
that.
Now this is Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
No. Yeah. No, you don't do that. That's just no.
The driver's license is all due, had her picture on it, therefore you would think he should have known what she looked like. Yet, he still handed her own credit card to her, police wrote in a release. Huh. You know, people just are so stupid these days. They don't have any clue.
Yeah, no, that's...
You know?
There's a...
Of course... He may not have even looked at the photo.
He may have just stolen it. But still, I mean, why would you try to use a credit card from a purse that you stole out of a vehicle parked in the parking lot?
Especially at a restaurant where the credit card is going to be looked at.
Exactly. I'm like, why don't you at least go somewhere else? Go down the street.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway. I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to get to story number three.
Okay, well.
So let's do story number three.
Okay, let's do story number three.
In this next story, we learn about a rat and some cash, shall we?
Ooh.
So police in India say a rat was to blame for destroying about $20,000 worth of currency inside a state-run bank ATM. Tinsukia police said officials with the State Bank of India branch contacted investigators this month to report 12,038,000 rupees, which is nearly $20,000, had been found shredded inside an ATM on the outskirts of town. Police said the ATM had been broken down since May 20th for what was thought to be a technical problem. But technicians didn't attempt to fix it until June 11th. Wow, that's a long time.
They were
shredding
hold.
Cash. Yeah. Investigators said the cause of the shredding cash was revealed when a rat carcass was found among the destroyed banknotes. Police said rat may have entered through the machine through a small opening meant for wires, and no foul play on the part of humans is suspected.
Wow.
And that's it for my crazy Chicago news, Anthony.
Okay. Wow.
Back to you.
It's quite exciting.
Yeah, right?
rats eating a banana. You know, that was almost the random news story tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was almost the random news story tonight.
Oh, wow.
But I decided not to. I kind of jumped around. Okay, so thanks, Joe. If you want to be part of this disjointed experience, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, tracing Stonewall from riot to celebration, high courts consider marriage equality in the Philippines, and Peru, a binational couple sues for the right to marry in the Cayman Islands. Czech Republic lawmakers consider a marriage equality proposal. South Africa's equality court rejects a religious right to hate. Trump pulls the U.S. out of the U.N. Human Rights Council. Yeah, right. And a skirted bisexual star accepts a Best Kiss Award. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Shyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be depreciated again in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Morning is your time. The earth wakes up with you. Always feel that spark of life in everything you do.
Grape Nuts. For you, it's as natural as the morning. No sugar added, no preservatives. Just an honest, nutty crunch. Post Grape Nuts cereal. You know when you've got it good.
You know when you've got it good.
The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? The expression to knuckle down originated from playing marbles, where players used to put their knuckles on the ground for the best shot. Or how about the game of tug of war was an Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
And now, a Joe retromercial.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them. Fruit Corner! You can tear them, you can share them. Fruit Roll! You can rock them, you can roll them. You can really get to know them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can stretch them, you can chew them. Fruit Corner! You can pop them, you can peel them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups, now in great-tasting grape.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I love it when I do that.
Yeah, it's a good effect for you.
I hate it when I do that.
Live,
Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Bloody hell.
What the fuck is wrong with my voice now? Now I sound like a fucking tin can. Goddamn you people.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, Q robotic device.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Yay.
But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio, from our friends at Radio.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, this happened last week too.
Yeah, Roger just kind of took a poop.
He had
too much salad. That's the problem.
I had. Oh, Roger, why do you do this to me?
I don't know.
Right in the middle of the nice, delicious show, and we came back from a
I know, right?
Break.
It was a nice little break.
Let's try you again.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio, from our friends at Radio4All.net. We give you traffic with Topless Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. We're also excited to be carrying Headphone Meditations with John Dubose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to visit Chiampu.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah,
it's crazy Florida news, but that's okay. We'll go with that. My crazy Florida weather. I like that. Even the weather's crazy.
All right, so
let's move on to some Florida news here. No, let's move on to some Florida weather. Let's move on to something. How's that?
Is there anything?
It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently storming and 77 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 85%. The dew point is 72 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 70% chance of storms likely, mainly before 11 in the evening. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 76. On Tuesday, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 5, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 101 degrees. Tuesday night, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 9 in the morning. Partly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 101. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. And that's it for your crazy Florida weather. And now it's time for your crazy Florida news. Let me clicky clippy on the link here. I got to take a drink. I need to access the database too.
Spinny chickens. Look at that chicken spinning around. Disco chicken. Ooh, ooh. Disco chicken. Ooh, ooh.
I cannot find that GIF for the life of me. And you can't find the Earl on it anywhere.
Hmm.
And I've stopped messing with it because I'm convinced I will delete it and never find it again. So it is just the disco chicken lives on in that one little GIF in the screen. All right, so
disco chicken.
Disco chicken. The Daily Commercial brings us our first Florida news story of the night. The Florida Highway Patrol says Hunter, a 31-year-old Florida man, was stopped at 3:34 in the morning on State Road 44 for going 71 in a 55 while driving his pickup in the median with an expired tag and a broken taillight. Yeah, that will get you. That will usually get you pulled over. If you want to get pulled over, this is the best way to do it. Troopers say Hunter stopped in the middle of an intersection, and when he partially rolled down his window, the trooper reported that he could smell alcohol, noted the driver was glassy-eyed, lethargic, and said that his speech was slurred. Hunter told the trooper that he had just come back from having sex with a woman and that he had only had two beers. When asked the same questions by another trooper, he cursed at them and sped off. Trooper said he didn't get too far before he crashed into a tree and sent me a link for a disco chicken. He was handcuffed following a brief foot chase. I see the disco chicken on the live video feed. This is awesome. All right, I will forever keep that link embedded in my in my world of my world. Oh, anyway, when he was apprehended, Hunter said that his back and chest hurt. They called an ambulance. When the rescue workers attempted to help him, he became violent, so he was handcuffed to the gurney, taken to an area hospital, cleared by a doctor, and then just decided to expose himself to everyone in the place. Yeah. And then on the way...
Look at me.
On the way to the jail, he began to turn upside down on the back of the squad car, placing his neck in the seat and his feet on the roof, and claimed that he was going to urinate in the back seat of the patrol car. At the jail, he made racial slurs and had to be put into a special restraint chair and placed in a private holding cell until he could control himself. That does not sound pleasant. He was charged with aggravated fleeing with injury or damage, resisting arrest, DUI with property damage, and hit and run. Oh, I gotta take a break after that one.
Mm-hmm. That sounds...
That was a lot. But this...
Yeah.
This is a lot. The Palm Beach The Palm Beach Post brings us our next Florida story of the night that involves a hardware store, a spider monkey, and some crazy shenanigans. Last May...
What the hell?
Yeah,
what
right.
is wrong with you people?
Right, Betty? That's so true. Last May, Tina brought her pet spider monkey with her to Home Depot. Why Tina did this, nobody knows. Soon, flying on airplanes and going to stores will be like visiting the zoo with everyone's obsession of bringing their unusual comfort animals with them everywhere. I still want to fly with an emotional support donkey. While going through the checkout lane and Joe bouncing in his seat, Tina's monkey jumped out of the shopping cart and grabbed the cashier's shirt, leaving red marks on the cashier's shoulder and back. The incident was not reported at the time because it involved an employee instead of a customer. Instead, a store manager told Tina that she could not bring the animal back to the store. Period. The Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office said Tina left the monkey in her truck. If it was in the trunk, it'd probably be better. Her truck, as she returned to the store on June 4th. And although the monkey was on a leash, it got out of the truck and made its way down the parking lot. A woman who saw the monkey in the parking lot tried to grab the monkey's leash, but the animal climbed onto her back and then proceeded to bite her twice before it ran off into the store, causing a ruckus, according to police reports.
A ruckus.
Investigators cited Tina for failure to constrain the animal properly, resulting in an injury. Yeah. Okay. Come on. There we go. So, the Tampa Bay Times brings us our final Florida news story of the night involving an Uber driver that shouldn't be behind the wheel. Philip was driving in Port Richey around 12:30 in the morning Friday when he noticed another driver sexting while driving. Thank you, Joe. Angered by the driver, Philip decided that he was going to play police and drove in front of the victim's vehicle and tapped on his brakes multiple times. No, you don't. Just let him go. Just don't be a dick about it. The victim drove around Philip in an attempt to pass his crazy ass when... I guess he pointed a... the victim says that he had pointed a firearm at her, described it as a black pistol. During the resulting traffic stop, Philip admitted that he had a black Glock 19 in his center console, which police said was unsecured and concealed. Philip said that he was annoyed that the other driver was texting and driving and attempted to show her his cell phone, which was royal blue, white, and black, not a firearm. Philip is currently being held at Pasco County Jail. He is facing charges of aggravated assault and carrying a concealed firearm. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. When I find my arrow, we'll move on to you, Betty. Go ahead,
Betty. Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this Unique Q studio experience.
I'm Unique Q.
Now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
Thanks,
and,
Betty.
You know, yeah, I don't know if she's...
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Yeah, there we go. So, folks, we got a chat room. If you go to our website, it's got this huge linky that says click for chat. You can go in there, and I've actually been in there all night. I've been monitoring it.
Oh, has anyone been in there?
Nope, just me and the bot.
I could probably show up in there, I guess.
Well, there's nothing much going on in there. It's just, it's hip hop, 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 hip happening. No, sir. Nope. But, you know, I'm liking the new schedule. I really am, especially for Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, is that working out for you? I'm enjoying it, and I kind of like the morning radio roulette type of thing.
Yes,
I've got some pretty interesting shit in the morning.
Yes. It's fun taking showers again.
It's fun taking showers again.
Anyways, it's fun in the mornings. And then in the evenings with Weekend with Joe, it's a perfect time slot because it's when I'm home and I can listen. And then Sundays, there's like this crazy little block of labor. There's What the Tech. It's just, it's different. And then the weekday schedule too. Now I'm still not able to listen on some nights, and then just some nights I'm just not listening. I'm sorry. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad, bad person. But when I do listen, I especially like, I'm sorry, the quality radio production shows are the bomb.
Quality radio productions.
Whether it be, music from the Congo, or jazz. He's just got a variety of things. I bet he's a hot raver, too. I just picture it. Speaking of hot raving, there's this really cool program. It's called Sunday Tea Dance. And that happens on Sundays right before What the Tech, I believe.
No, headphone meditations. We run headphone meditations at 4 on Sunday. Because really what happened is we had a shift in your weekend segment.
Yes.
From 4 to 8, right? Was what used to be 4 to 8. Now it's 6 to 10.
6 to 10. And we still need to get rid of the closing track, I noticed.
Do we need to get rid of it? You can change it.
Oh, we can change it?
You can change it to whatever you want.
I think just that's drop a Betty it in thing, the, right?
Yeah, just drop the track in the Betty mobile work. Betty, she should have a folder for that.
So I could put random things in there.
Correct. I believe so. Hold on. Let me know. There's a folder called Joe Tech because that's kind of what it used to be called. And there's one called JT Start, JT End, and JT Bumps.
So if I put something in the JT end, I can make it sort of generic for both
for
days
whatever.
Then.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then it would be the same thing every time. So we've been
or
repeating.
I can modify the script to just do Saturdays.
Yes. If you would like us to stop talking about this, please call us at 813-327-8566.
Hey, but you know, for those that might be interested in doing their own podcast one day, you might have these questions at some point, and you'll come back to this show purposely listen to this specific banter. Now I'm looking at the GIF, though, of the two little children jumping up and down on a stack of pancakes.
I wish
it's
I had
kind
of
making me
pancakes.
Hungry. Yep, I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I had French toast this morning, which is close enough. It was delicious. It was a cinnamon powdered sugar French toast with some eggs and bacon and hash browns.
That sounds delicious.
I needed comfort.
Needed comfort.
Yes.
Okay. I'm down with that. I'm down. Look, if there's anyone that will defend comfort food, it will be me. Trust me.
So what's new in Florida? Is there any kind of construction or festivals or any large scale projectos for the summer?
They're trying to do some redevelopment near downtown. They're doing development in downtown. They're doing redevelopment outside of downtown. And they're supposed to be building these communities. They're trying. It's kind of funny because they were trying to tear down a little mid-rise. I think it was like an 8-floor mid-rise, steel girder mid-rise. And it was kind of funny because they gutted the building. So you could see the skeleton of it. And you can see them trying to pull it down using like chains tied to the steel girders with like a bulldozer, which that of course did not work very well. I'm sure that thing was built for hurricanes, so I'm sure that and then I guess they tried cutting some of the steel girders and removing them out of place and that still didn't do it. So So I don't know. They don't know what they're going to do yet. So it's this strange thing that has baffled everyone in Tampa. So I just blow it up.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, clearly it's steel and not concrete, which is surprising that it's not concrete.
But it's a hardened thing for earthquakes, hurricanes.
Hurricanes, exactly. It was clearly that building was built quite well.
If there was a sinkhole, that building would be toast.
Well, any building would be toast in a sinkhole.
Yeah. Sinkholes are scary.
Mm-hmm.
Sinkholes are very scary because they just seem to happen out of nowhere. Like, you have no warning,
usually,
really.
Yeah, usually they happen, they start and they grow within a few days, if that.
Oh, okay, so it's not like a sudden, all of a sudden process.
Sometimes it has been.
Really?
Sometimes it has been.
Yeah, see, that's the risky part. Like, you just don't know.
It has swallowed whole houses with families in them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there was a guy up in Pasco County a few years ago. He was sleeping in his bed. Sinkhole opened up underneath the house. Whoop, just swallowed him in his house.
Oh,
poor guy.
Man.
Poor guy. Rest in peace. But, damn thing. So, sinkholes are very scary. Yes. Quite. They make me nervous. But, you know, that's what it is, and that's all we can do about it.
Boneless wings, aren't they chicken nuggets?
Aren't they really? Aren't boneless wings chicken nuggets?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Or they're just processed and shaped with special cutters. Kind of like cookies in your holiday cookies.
But isn't that what a chicken nugget is? I thought that's the same thing with chicken nuggets. That day you got this pink slime and you shaped it. You stamped it with the shape of the nugget. And, you know, there you go. I thought that's what it was all about.
And you deep fry it with delicious breading.
Deep fry. Wait, let me find the deep fry. There you go. You deep fry it. Get some nice
barbecue. Barbecue Betty. Or Betty Becky.
Barbecue Becky. So really, she's just like a total cunt about it, huh?
Yeah.
Some people, I would just love
both
to
of these
some
women.
People. And it's like, you can't, because then, you go to jail, and they're not worth it. But, sometimes you just want to just smack these people. What the fuck is your problem? That can be another Joe something segment. What the fuck is your problem?
The Joe, what the fuck is your problem segment with Joe.
Exactly, with Joe.
Oi.
Yeah.
So it's been a fun show, folks. I hope you enjoyed our brief news segment in my portion, which
kinda,
is fine. I have an interesting story for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, it's what happens. These things move so quickly. But then if you go too long, then it just becomes too long.
Yeah.
I think an hour is good.
An hour is good. It keeps us on focus, on track. We don't lose our trajectory too much.
No, we do.
And even if we do lose our trajectory, we still
make it in time for the ugly lights. That's because the ugly lights are automated. And if the ugly lights were not automated, we would go on for hours after the show is supposed to end, because we've done it before. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think the cat wants the control room back, and I think it's a little possessed tonight. So, look at that thing. Shit. Housekeeping's not going to like that. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show.
Hey.
Tonight on Shyamba Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe now at its new time, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then be sure to check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, then again on Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sundays at 7 p.m. We're excited to bring a new labor-oriented program here in the Chicago studios, Labor Express Radio, hosted by Jeremy Mead Luciero over at Lumpen Radio, 105.5 WLPN FM on your FM dialed radio. You can catch Labor Express Radio on Sundays at 9 p.m. Remember, all times Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She's been actually praying some pretty interesting shit now in the morning. So she plays the first 15 minutes of some random shit, usually podcasts from archive.org, and then you combine it with her sassy attitude. It is sure to make your coffee percolate in the morning. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons, starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music, combines it with his own comedy, makes your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, folks, here at the Joe and Anthony Show, it's 4:20 somewhere, and that means I'm in programming Technique Q Audio Heaven. Folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to our station, Shyamba Radio, and leave it on in the background. That's Shyamba Radio. Visit chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. And more. And more and more.
Did you fart in the studio again? Because I think I smell it in here.
It's that special pipe I got installed.
Oh, Jesus. It took a while to get here.
Oof, but that that one ripped out at a pace that was glacial. Ooh.
Yes, there you go. The air quality programming.
EPA doesn't give a shit anymore about these things.
That's true. Well, they never really gave a shit before anyway. It was all window dressing.
They didn't care about our farts.
They didn't care. No. They never did. That's how it goes sometimes.
Whew.
Yeah, you're going to be all right there?
Interesting.
You're going to be all right there? Chip Skipper?
I think so. This Prosecco has been good to me tonight.
Yeah, this Pinot Grigio, the $3 bottle I bought at the corner drugstore on my way home, works pretty well, too. So, anyway, here we go. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at chiampa.info. Remember, folks, just don't. Really, just don't do it. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Bye-bye.
Ooh.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.